We consider, evaluate, and postulate everything. Welcome to Capacity Cast with your hosts, Michael and Scott. Let's get started.
We're talking about cybernetics or Scott's robot arm that he would like to have.
Sure. Yeah. Not really, but we're talking about cybernetics and either in pop culture or what we expect would happen.
Well, what is cybernetics? Do you want to start with the definition?
It's basically a human with some type of enhancement that is artificial.
These basically come out of science fiction and then slowly become more real over time.
Books, and then it goes into pop culture with movies. The most well-known probably is RoboCop. He gets almost killed and they enhance him with a lot of machinery. He looks very artificial after that point.
He does. Yeah, that's a pretty over-the-top movie, which I love. But there's another kind of, I don't know how famous it is, but sci-fi example from TV would be Star Trek, where Captain Picard gets turned into
the Borg. Yeah. That is very famous. It's humanoid people plus whatever electronics and other things to enhance them and group their consciousness together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sort of get a neural implant, I guess.
Yeah, so they basically act as one entity, and it's very dangerous in the show.
It is. It's a lot of fun. You should definitely watch it if you haven't.
One other one is Ghost in the Shell, which is an anime manga. Very cool, almost post-apocalyptic or cyberpunk would be a better term, style to it, where the main character, they don't really say specifically what she was in the past. Some of them do, but a lot of them don't. And she has a fully robotic body, but her brain is real at the point of the show, where she had some type of tragic accident, they say.
And in that universe, people have a range of components, I suppose.
Right.
You have humans who just have sort of a neural augment, like a computer in their brain.
Yeah, to enhance, or at least connect them to the networks and such.
And then at the very highest level, you have people like the heroine of the show. And you go even further than that. I don't know if this counts as cybernetic, but they had those tanks that had basically human brains inside of them.
Yeah, that counts, really, if it's a human brain inside. If you haven't seen Ghost in the Shell, you should check it out.
It's really very good.
Really good.
A popular example that maybe it's not technically cybernetics, but it's pretty close, would be the Iron Man movies, which are super popular. Tony Stark has a nuclear reactor for a heart, and it's a powerful energy source.
That counts.
Yeah.
It's an enhancement that keeps him alive.
And then he can, you know, when he puts on the whole suit, that's more like a fancy suit of armor. But the way he uses it sometimes to have a gun for a hand and so forth,
right. It's
very cybernetic-like.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he can take it all off just to be himself, which for budget reasons is very convenient.
Yeah,
so he can just have the actor.
Yeah. So there are quite a few cool examples of cybernetics, specifically in movies.
And then in real life, I spend a little bit of time on sites such as Reddit, and I really enjoy seeing all the videos of people getting prosthetic arms and other, you know, legs and so forth. And they are so lifelike and useful. I can't believe
really?
It.
Really?
I mean, you see people, you know, running where the prosthetic limb is doing just as much work as the real life.
Uh-huh, that's true.
You know, or obviously hands that can pick things up and manipulate anything.
So the difference between that currently and Ghost in the Shell, for example, is that some of those people choose to have a arm removed and put a fake one that's more powerful or more useful, or have their eyes removed and enhanced.
That's true. We're not quite there yet.
Yeah. Something maybe for the future.
I don't know if this would not be your brain being removed, but augmented technology such as Neuralink that Elon Musk has invested in.
Yeah.
Now that's more of a wearable, I think.
For the moment?
Yeah, I don't know if we're going in the implant direction.
I've seen people so far put chips in their arms or hands so they can open doors to either a business or their house, which is a thing.
That's interesting. That's kind of a low-risk cybernetic implant.
Yeah. And actually, I don't know if this is a count, but animals, they put chips in them for tracking purposes.
Cyber dog.
Yeah.
So I guess I like the idea of wearables slowly becoming something you never take off, as opposed to just going all the way and having an implant. Do you think it counts if it's something like a glove that has a bunch of sensors that you just wear all the time?
I feel like it'd have to be integrated into you somehow to be a true cybernetic enhancement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you think that sensors count? Like I have a glucose sensor that I can kind of implant in me, you know, sort of. Does it have to do something or can it just give you information?
I think it would count if it's stuck to you.
Cool. I think so, and, too. So it seems like
it's accessing your blood to give you information.
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds very, very integrated.
Yeah.
So we're coming at this cybernetic sci-fi, mm-hmm. making it a reality from a lot of different directions then.
Yeah. I think it's extremely cool, and I love all of the media about it. Personally, I don't want it, but I really like it. I don't know how I can balance that. Yeah,
I think similarly. I guess if I were to have an implant, I would really not want it to be part of my body I use all the time.
Yeah, like permanent. Something you'd have to spend $10,000 to have removed.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, if you got some sort of electronic chip in your arm, as long as it didn't disrupt anything, or maybe something on your chest where you could just wear a shirt all the time if you ended up not liking the look.
If we go back to Ghost in the Shell for a minute, these people have enhancements connected to their brains, and there's a lot of content for the show where they get hacked or they get damaged. They die from these problems with that connection to their brain, which is really dangerous, and I can see it being a true thing.
I can see that. There's a strange, I guess, an internet subculture. They use electrodes to run electrical currents through parts of their brain. They try to take a scientific approach because they think it'll make them, you know, smarter or more or more productive. And I've heard some stories about, you know, damage there.
So that's voluntarily.
Oh, wow. And they're not actually doing implants. They're just
shooting electricity into their brain.
Yeah, yeah. Just small amounts of electricity.
Just because.
I
haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Yeah. I think we can't really know. Even the very earliest, simplest implants could end up being used in more complex ways than we thought. So I think you have to be careful.
If they execute an exploit and you have this thing in your arm and it overheats the battery, for example, you have a serious problem. And the things like that are things that really need to be looked at, because generally you'll need some type of wireless connection to do anything with it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, to another implant in your brain, and then that one has a physical connection, that might be a little safer. But
yeah, I think there will be a lot of privacy questions. Some of the privacy considerations going on right now with how Apple does things versus how Google does things and Amazon are going to be relevant there, because they're probably going to be
players in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are they the type that's going to send all your movements and information to the cloud and bring it back, or are they going to try to process it on site?
I feel like they would exploit that for profit. So if you have an enhancement that has a GPS in it, they basically have exact position data for you forever until you take it out.
Yeah, and more than that, I think, you know, right now my phone knows where I am, and I realize that my phone carrier knows where I am. But just imagine not only knowing where you are, but what exactly you're doing with your body.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge...
Oh, definitely.
You know,
yeah,
that could get weird. We were talking about some examples of media earlier, and we did some research before we did this segment, and there really are not a lot of cybernetic focused TV shows and movies.
Yeah, that we've seen just very quickly looking it over. We didn't see too many. Specifically cyborg movies. There is Cyborg with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
There is. That can teach us a lot.
We didn't talk about that one. We should have.
That's the... How can you skip Van Damme? He's so good.
He is.
I really believe in the power of science fiction to help us think through some of the ethical choices we have to make about technology. Mm-hmm. So I think we need a really good show about the implications of cybernetics that's kind of realistic, but so far enough in the future that people are doing some interesting things. And that would be good for everyone right now, I think.
For me to consider cybernetic enhancements, I would want it to be open source code right off the bat. That way I could see exactly what it does every single feature. That would be the only way I would consider it.
Mm. Yeah, that would be certainly for the totally voluntary implants.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get interesting when, say, you're in a horrible accident, you lose your arm, and you need to get that implant, that prosthetic, right away.
Yeah.
And suddenly you have the choice. Do you want the regular one or do you want the cool one?
That's true.
You don't have time to wait for it.
You make a very good point there. If it's a relatively dumb device, but it reads your what makes your hand move, I mean the nerves, is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
If it can do that and it gives you full control and it gives you feeling, I'm fine with that.
That's a pretty good place to draw the line. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we won't have to make that choice.
Yeah, if it has a GPS in it, it doesn't need a GPS.
I agree. What would be the point? But that's where some of this machine learning stuff, I think, comes in, where companies want to make the case that they would need to know how you're moving your arm because they're going to use it to make the arm better.
Telemetry in Windows 10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't want to get the Windows 10 of ARMS.
I do use Windows 10, so you're kind of killing my argument.
Well, you went through and unchecked all those.
I did, boxes, but right? You can't fully turn it off.
That's true.
I mean, you might be able to with registry settings and things, but I haven't gone that far. So I just have it on basic.
That's true. That's true. So we're
going to Microsoft!
We're going to have to deal with all these sneaky, minimal amounts of telemetry.
Yeah. If you have any concerns as well, or what type of enhancement would you want to get?
I would lean towards, for as far as implants, more data that I can keep in control. I think that would be very interesting.
Just making you smarter or giving you access to more?
Just to know more about how my body works. It would be very interesting to be able to sense, for example, the moment that you have a new virus starting to make you sick in your body, things like that.
Yeah, if we go to the diabetic aspect, I can definitely see, and I would like to see, a device that's in your body and it stays in there. And it would monitor your sugar levels.
Mm-hmm.
And it would basically replace the organ that doesn't work right.
Oh, yes.
So you wouldn't have to care about it.
That would be nice.
You just have to fill it with insulin.
Yeah. Another thing is, these don't have to be permanent. Imagine something you inject yourself with that provides insulin and then a hormone to, say, keep you from going too low. You know, just to keep your blood sugar at the right level.
Yeah.
And it would basically use itself up, and it would be some sort of degradable material that would pass out of your body after a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're implanting yourself, but you're not making a permanent decision.
We didn't mention nanomachines, which are really cybernetic things as well, because they're in your body. And those could be something that does a similar thing as you're describing.
That's true. We're almost getting there with some cancer treatments now. They are not machines, but they act like that. And hunting down cancer cells.
Organic machine, like the virus that they reprogram.
So I suppose it's a short step from that to having, I suppose, programmed biological machines.
Yeah, that is a good description of it, is a biological machine.
Not very cyberpunk, but...
Yeah, it's still, I feel it's very similar.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So that's kind of where I am on it. I guess I have a pretty conservative opinion, but I'm really happy for people who would have had to be in a wheelchair 30 years ago, and now they can walk and run around.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can keep that trend going without getting into some bad territory ethically, I'll be really happy about that.
Yeah. Besides that, I think it's a very large leap from that to having enhancements just for the sake of doing it and not needing them to get back to where you were. We might get there. It's really hard to say.
I guess the aesthetic cyberpunk community who enjoys enhancements just for the sake of being cyberpunk, it seemed like they could almost get left behind by the mainstream push into this, which would come from, like you said, the medical side and whatnot.
Yeah.
Or maybe just people getting it for their job or for security or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I actually go into this a lot in my Creator Sky book. Is I really focus more on the nanomachines. Some of the characters get enhanced with these machines that make them powerful, and they are intended to be more useful in space, space travel and such like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they also get genetic enhancements, so it's like a double whammy of making them more powerful and such.
Sure. Yeah, then I think that will probably, in the far future anyway, being able to change your body so it's more easily able to, say, accept an implant without attacking it.
Yeah.
And things will make
Or you
difference.
Can live 10,000 years. That way you can actually travel to different stars because time isn't as big of an issue.
That would be nice. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that one. I'll take that implant.
So the mixture of genetic and mechanical enhancements or nanomachines and things could potentially get us there.
That's true. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Capacity Cast. You can hear more episodes at CapacityCast.com.